Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I, of course, want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're afraid to call. I always ask you, email a brother. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. And if you ghost listening, you can jump up in the chat room. I will not hurt you. Unless that's what you into. And that's a whole totally 50 shades of dark side that we ain't even going to discuss tonight unless you coming over. I'm kidding. Anyway, go to the social media, Facebook page, Smooth Drama. Google Smooth Drama. Wherever I am, add me and I will add you back. As I said, I'm loving the ads that I'm getting. Even though when y'all add me, you don't really say nothing. It's like, hi, I'm the total stranger that's adding you because I've listened to your show and you're kind of cool. That would be cool because I would say, hey, total stranger, I'm glad you're listening to me. And it's not creepy or nothing that you listen to me, but you never say hi to me. You know, it's just one of them conversations that you can have. That's a total internet conversation, and it makes no sense, but it does. See? Problem solved. Anyway. I'm Christmas time. I'm looking at the little advertisement, and I saw one advertisement that I can't stop laughing about. The gift of scratchers. It's like dude is like leaving a gift wrapped penny on people's desks at work, and then when they go out to their car, there's like an envelope with a wrapper on it, and it's like scratchers. And I'm sitting up there like, oh, the gift of scratchers. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? What does that do for you? If you're not winning, he just put some useless paper on your windshield wiper, right? Now if he is like Nostradamus and he knows, bam, this is a winner, then yeah, I'll take the gift of scratchers. But if it's not a winner, it's like, yo, dog, what the hell? I mean, I'll take the penny too. I have a piggy bank, and I've recently been interested in going ahead and getting one of them digital ones. They say they have the digital one where I can be lazy and I can just put the coins in and it counts the coins and it keeps a till. I don't know how good that would be. It's like you got, if family come over and they see, oh, you got like $13 worth of change, and then, you know, you find that your $13 worth of change turns into like $3.28. And, you know, you talking about causing family drama there, taking out a family member over like $10 in nickels and pennies. But I digress. I'm just saying, the gift of scratchers. Is that really a gift? Would anybody really consider, like, yo, I'm going to buy you scratchers. I hope you win. If you don't, hey, you got to do something that also might help you with that carpal tunnel you done developed. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But what else I found is that I'm reading there talking about how Uber's CEO, you know, one of them who is one of Donald Trump's tech advisors. You know, they're talking about their Uber cars that don't have a driver's license, and people are saying that the CEO should go to jail. And I'm like, are people stupid enough to get in a car with nobody in it? Like, let me take you to where you need to be. It's like, doesn't everybody have a computer, tablet, phone, some kind of device that has computer technology in it? And it's like, how many times have them bad boys rebooted in the middle of you doing something? Anything. And now, think of driving. You're in the back seat of a car that's being driven by a quote-unquote robot / computer. And it reboots. That's your ass, right? Am I the only one that sees the problem? And if you're dumb enough to want to get on something, in something, because, oh, it's technology. It's kind of awesome. It's technology. I'm like, well, shit, you on your own, man. I'm sorry. They're talking about how Uber didn't get a DMV permit to test the technology. I'm like, how do you test a computer? Would not the computer know everything on the test? Like computer takes the test. Well, I passed. I got an A. I mean, can a computer get a C? And then in the driving test, once again, oh, yeah, the computer. I mean, if you're a tester, do you want to go out on the road, the driving test, with a robot car? It's just one of the things. I mean, yeah, we've heard there's been wrecks, whatnot, running red lights, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, it's dumb enough to get in the car. I mean, because if I'm a DMV tester, hell no. Oh, hey, you got the Uber people. You got to do the DMV test. You got to take it out on the freeway. I'm like, what day is that? Because you best believe my ass is calling out sick on the day I have to test the Uber car. I'm just saying. I am out sick. I have gastro bootyitis or something. Anything that's going to keep me from being in the car with nobody driving. I'm just in the car. Hell no. And speaking of hell no, now, all this stuff about climate change, I mean, I've seen all the scientists, oh, you young scientists, hold your guns. Hold to your guns. Stick to your guns. Climate change is real. And look at these disturbing, I mean, because, you know, you can't click nowhere. Now, look at these disturbing figures about climate change. The polar bears are going to go away. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Now, for those of you who do not believe in the evolution, just click X on the show right now. I'm about to, you know, like, yeah, polar bears exist in the cold. They can take the extreme cold. If it's not quite as cold, the polar bears will adopt, go to warmer places, and their big asses are going to be closer to the mainland and kill and eat. they'll adapt, right? They'll evolve. They'll probably have less fur, thinner skin. The blood will thin out, sort of like humans do. No, if you're a human, it's one of the weird things. If you're a human in the cold, you have thicker skin and you develop a tolerance. If you're in a warmer environment, your skin is not quite as thick and you adapt to the environment. So just like there are bears in warmer elements, polar bears, penguins, all they'll just be in warmer places. They'll be all right. But I'm not talking about animal conservation. I'm actually talking about just climate change in general. Why am I talking about climate change? I mean, I'm not worried about it. I know. I may be speaking stereotypically, right? Because I'm saying, well, look, if it gets warmer, I'm black. I have melanin. I'm not really worried about climate change. I know. Folks are like, oh my God, it's going to be warmer and warmer. It's like, okay. It's like 120 degrees in Africa. Black folks is fine. It's kind of one of the reasons why we were brought here, slavery, because we could take the heat and still work and not die. So, be a little uncomfortable for some folks because a lot of y'all have gotten used to wearing clothes. You're just predisposed to wearing pants, whatnot. And so, if we go back to the days of the togas, the, you know, the comedic free balling, hey, I'm cool with that. Free balling is, it's like one of my favorite things. And I mean, I've known a few ladies who don't mind going out into the day all fresh and open, pantyless. You know, you get to breathe a little bit. So as black folks go, and other people with melanin, I don't see it as an issue. Now, for my Caucasian brothers and sisters, climate change could be a bitch. But there's a solution. And it'll probably, and this is why, you know, for some, for the ignorant, climate change is not a big deal. But for a lot of these scientists, they're like, hey, buddy, this climate change is some serious shit, because the only solution is to either find some kind of sunscreen that's not going to give you cancer, or you're going to have to get with a black person, have your kids get with black people, or Asian, or Middle Eastern. You just somebody with some melanin that can take the heat. That's kind of where it's at. Because, you know, there's no, they're not trying to cure nothing. They're trying to get rid of poor people. So if you're Caucasian and you're predisposed to burning in the sun, and you're producing offspring that are predisposed to burning in the sun, those are your options. You know, this climate change is real, real serious for people who burn in the sun. Now, I'm not being racist or anything like that. I'm just saying these are your options. And a lot of people are prescribing to it, like, hey, you know, interracial mating has been happening for centuries and continue to go on. But of course, we have those people who are against that. So for you, Hey, I'm feeling sorry for you. Not. Anyway, I'm going on break. This is Jean Grey, This World.
I'm slugging open fist, shadow box, slap boxing. Ain't shit. The double standards are driving me. I'm mechanical now. The catalog is gradually bigger annually. I'm a door breaker down a law. This will be a crowd around the Renault for simply saying, mistaming. I'm entertaining, yes, attacking like the Cheney chef. But lacking nuts so macadamia, fuckers claim the best. It's not gonna last long. Homie, I'm that strong. You gonna fuck up leaving. Past gone. I'm here to fuck deception. Right in this 2020, our prescription. Leaving the blinded, you should have brought protection. Watch your next time. Sneaking up behind you like the texting. Checks all up. You're next. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out. Y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing genie until phased out. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out. Y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing genie until out. Pass me on your block, will ya? Know what I got for ya? A million stories and albums that never rock fillers. You like the cock fellas, give them some acapellas. Never, ever, ever up in hug y'all killers. Please, I'm about to show you the meaning of work. I'm affirmative genie's acting, you can see up our dirt. And leaving them bleeding and gasping like the Jesus on wood. I wish I would get a reaction from all of good. Controversy works in, plus I got a pussy, but even with that, people scared to push me. Who's a pussy first? A fucking hearse you'll have to share a space with. I'll get used to rocking ankle bracelets. Changed it. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out. Y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing genie until phased out. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out. Y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing genie until out. Damn, y'all scared of change like some niggas chasing you. Running with pistols, shooting reckless till it's staining you. In all directions, I'm aiming straighter than missiles, nigga. Fingers arranged, one for one on the trigger. Both of my hands up with loaded handguns. We're about to make this such a notorious anthem. Vainglorious, like we're still a part of the X-Clan. You don't want it to see our own next plan. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out. Y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing genie until phased out. Y'all wanna let me in, then you wanna change me up. Man, how the fuck you think you're ever gonna play me up? You can't play me out. Y'all just acting crazy now. I'll be doing genie until phased out.
Together you got the move. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Jean Grey. This World. I'm gonna let you in and then change you up. Nah. 347-826-7435. Once again, that call in number is 347-826-7435. Now, my favorite time of the show. I get into this for some strange reason. Maybe I just like to laugh. Maybe I just like to burp. Alright. My dumbass of the week actually is a twofold. It's a twofer, right? So, it's these Kentucky men who pocket dialed 911 while planning to rob a barbecue joint, right? That just so happened to have the police chief dining in it. And see, I thought not only was that a dumbass move, but I think it's prophetic. Now, there are some people who don't believe in that. But see, me, I took it to another level. See, I looked at it like, you know, you ever see the movie The Color Purple? And there's that scene, and it's like, it's one of the things, thank goodness that, like, I don't see that because it would be on cable, and I can't turn away from it when it's on. And that's one of the more messed up movies. It's just, like, so depressing. Anyway, there's that point where they're going to church. God is trying to tell you something. And I'm like, no. God is not trying to tell you something. In the case of these dumbasses, I think it's their booty is trying to tell them something. Now, hear me out. You know, there are some people who are like, they don't know they're gay and they need a sign. Now, I submit Exhibit C. If your booty dials 911 and you're planning to rob a place and the police hear you trying to rob a place where the police chief is actually there. See, that is your booty saying, you know what? I want something up in me. I'm tired of pushing out. I want to be pushed in. Because as we know, you get caught by the police, which is what these gentlemen, the dumbasses of the week, did, and you go to jail. What is in jail? Other men who, they're not gay, they just call it doing what they got to do. So, when you're in jail, a lot of male-on-male anal sex occurs. And I'm speculating. I'm just speculating, right? But I don't look at it like it's that big of a speculation. I'm just saying, think about it. You're going to jail. Your booty knows you're going to jail. And maybe your booty knows what the rest of you does not know. Your booty has a craving. So your booty butt dials the police so your booty can get the rest of you put in jail so your booty can get what your booty wants. I mean, it's just a thought. My logic may be off to you, but I'm submitting Exhibit C. You butt dial the police while you're trying to rob a place with the police already in it. And you know that leads to jail where you get to spend a lot of quality time with other hot, sweaty men, as they used to say in Living Color. Just two hot, sweaty men just exploring one another. Just sweating in a little small space together, taking dumps, looking at each other, just marveling at whatever they're marveling at. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm gonna move on. Low key dumbass though. As most people know, Alan Thicke, star in Robin Thicke's father, he died of a heart attack earlier this week while playing hockey with his son. Now, some lady, Lisa Edelstein, whatever, doesn't matter. She ends up on Twitter cracking a joke saying, oh, Alan Thicke died to avoid the Trump presidency. All right, so we're going to give Miss Edelstein whatever, the laughs that she was craving, right? Because everybody thinks that's funny when someone dies. Oh, yeah. He died to avoid Trump's presidency. Ha ha. Ha ha. Everybody, let's all laugh. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Nobody. It's great. Yeah. That's what I thought. That's what most people thought. That's just you know, that's below low class. There's low class, and then there's what she did. In the name, I mean, there are some people they can't avoid not trying to be in the spotlight, even though you ain't worth shit. That would be her. You know, good luck, your career as a very funny person. It's like, yeah. And speaking of funny people. Hater of the week is interesting because it's a group of people, not just one person. Because it's like, you know, these haters, this Missouri school district, these kids from white students from Warrensburg High School, they turn their backs on black students on the center high school team as they're introduced before the game. They hold a Trump sign up and then turn their back. And, you know, it's like they're really not important. Because it's like, once again, this is proving my point. The Trump presidency has white people so comfortable and emboldened that they're doing stupid shit like putting up signs, but they're not shooting black people. See, I keep week by week. We're not having that foolishness. I mean, we know Obama is still the president and Trump is president-elect, but let's look at the hate once again. This is Trump, and they turn their back on the black players. And, you know, the black dude for the team is like, okay, we just gonna kick y'all ass anyway. What ends up happening, of course, is they beat them 66-62. Now, I'm disappointed because I'm just thinking, like, you know, you should have blown their ass out. It's just one of the things. It's like when they do something like that, you blow their ass out and then boom, let it go. But there's another dumbass. And this one ain't even on the low. This is this guy here, Elrod, you know, sounds like a backwards ass dude. Elrod, Tommy Elrod, is a radio announcer who leaked game plans to opponents. Now, he used to work for Wake Forest as an assistant coach. He was a former player there also. He's been providing confidential game preparation to opponents several times starting in 2014. Now, he was a graduate assistant under former Wake Forest coach Jim Grove, and he held multiple positions for 11 seasons. But the current head coach, Dave Clawson, didn't retain him. So he left and joined the IMG football analyst for Wake Forest. And I guess he was mad I'm not an assistant coach. I got fired. So I'm going to give all the game plans for the team to the other team. Which, I mean, this is why he fired your ass, because you're a petty bitch. I mean, that's not even a sucker move. And, you know, and if you're Wake Forest, think back the past 2 years, and you're wondering, what the hell are we doing wrong? Why we can't win the big game? Why does it seem like we're snake bit? Well, because you had punk-ass Elrod. Not to be confused with Elroy from the Jetsons. Elrod. It just sounds like a backwards mother. You know, it's Tommy Elrod. Stupid. Now your ass won't get hired by anyone. I mean, your name is Doodoo. He has the one move from North Carolina to even get a sniff of a job. I mean, because you think about it for a second, he's the worst kind of traitor, right? This is the school you went to. I mean, you get fired. Coaches get fired. That's what happens. Coaches get fired. Your ass got fired. You do this type stuff. I mean, would you hire him at another job? Would you trust him to be the announcer for your team? Because, hell, if he did that to a school that was his alma mater that he liked, what is he going to do at your school? You have to watch the announcer. The announcer's going to give away all the game plans. I mean, shout out to Elrod, which punk ass. And speaking of punk asses, there's the black dude who got sucker punched, elbowed in the head by the 79-year-old guy at a Trump rally. And the guy got arrested, and they filed charges on him, whatnot. And he, after the trial, he forgave him and shook his hand. And I'm not hating on that, but I am like, why you gotta shake his hand? Not shaking your hand. You know, they talk about, you know, because in the article, we need some healing in this country, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You racist mother need to heal thyself. Got nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us. You know, it's like, why we got to do all the healing? I'm tired of hearing, healing. And we got to come to the table and be like, well, hey, you know what? You're treating us bad. But we'll give you a chance to treat us good. But then they don't. And we just keep going back. I mean, I talk about Groundhog Day. But what we're talking about here is this insanity. Definition, the so-called definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and thinking there's going to be a new result. What's the new result in America? I mean, we have tried every which way you can to bend over. I mean, just bend over. I mean, and we open our butt cheeks wide, you know. I don't know for sure, but I've heard that white dudes have little dicks. So we don't necessarily have to open our cheeks that wide, right? To let you in to hit it, you know? Because you're fucking us, but it's like, it's not, you can't really get it. I mean, it's like we open it up really wide for you. I don't know. I'm sorry. And it's bad or not, but it's not. I mean, no lube, nothing. I mean, we're getting that. I mean, we're getting that. What's that? When you have the prostate cancer check, and for those of us who are not used to anal probing, it can be uncomfortable. And that's racism that we're going through right now. It's uncomfortable. It's like you tolerate it, but it's like, like, okay. And it's like every day we gotta get through it, right? Just that uncomfortable. It's like day after day. All right, you ready for your prostate exam? Not really, but come on. At least lube up the finger. You know, they put some lube on the glove finger and before they get up in there. But racism in America is without the lube. It's just, hey, you ready? Here I come. And it's like when it's really bad, they break out the dildo. Like the big one. Once again, with no lube though. Like, and it's like they screwing you. And then you say, hey, I make my booty hurt. And they're like, well, so what that got to do with us? But it's like, you put your dildo in me, and it hurt my booty, made my butt cheeks hurt. They're sore. What's that got to do with me? See, that's kind of the logic of the racism, right? They know they put it in. They know they were stabbing really, really hard. Doesn't matter though. I mean, you know, we talk about this war on drugs. War on drugs, just say no. You know, you go to jail for crack, get 20 years. Now, every article is talking about the opioid crisis. Safe zone. Just, I mean, they pictures of the children in the opioid crisis. This article I saw, and it's like it's a crisis when it's a certain segment of the population. When it was us, it was like these animals. These criminals trying to take over the streets, trying to just welfare queens, whatnot. I mean, all that negativity that you put there. And I mean, this opioid crisis, they put it there. I mean, we know it. I mean, it's like the states, perfect example. The states are suing Mylan, even other drug dealers, I mean drug makers, over prices. Talking about they conspired on pricing of two common generic drugs. It's a civil lawsuit that's part of a broader generic drug pricing probe. And it's like they're saying, well, they're colluding and they're making sure that their drugs are, you know, at a certain price. It's like, yeah. That's what drug dealers do on the street. Hey. Red tops. They like 10. How much your red tops? Well, we were selling ours for like 5. Dude, you tripping. You can get 10 for that. Word? Okay. Now it's a big deal. Because they can charge that because people on drugs, they need them drugs. I don't give a shit. I'm not on it. But I give a shit. Because you hate to see, you know, what it does to the kids. Well, now, I ain't worrying about the adults. I mean, the adults, they want to get on that and just make sure that it's way out in rural America where I don't go and people I know don't go. Or way up in the mountains, you know, up there with the mountain lions. So when you're, like, going up them curvy hills and whatnot, you kind of drunk, whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying what they doing. It's a crisis when it comes to them. Comes to us, we're criminals. On that note, I'm going on break. This is Little Brother, all for you.
together, you guys. Smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Lil Brother. All for you. Oh, special shout out to Empower, who used the email address of past guest Carita Fleming to send me $20. That was fake. Was a phishing scam. Fuck you, Empower, and everything you stand for. And anybody who tried that phishing scam, I hope you get cancer of the dick and balls. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Is that too harsh? Y'all think I'm too harsh when I wish cancer of the balls on people who try to take advantage of people? Haters. Me. Now, mind you, when it came to those white students at Warrensburg, I didn't wish cancer on them because they're young and maybe they have a chance to change their ways. I hope you recognize that. Now, the older haters, they can get it. They can get cancer all up in the balls. I mean, I'm talking about like all around the balls, all up in the ball sack. Just super, super cancerous, just the big ones. I hope they get cancerous tumors that are big as balls, so they think they got three balls, but it's actually just cancer. Anyway, focusing too much on that. Groundhog Day. Aside from the fact that, Dylann Roof was convicted of all counts in a church slaughter, that is, that one was a foregone conclusion. Now, that same day, they found him guilty of all 33 counts. They're going to reconvene next month to hear more testimony and weigh whether to sentence him to death. Now, testimony and weigh whether to sentence him to death. Now, mind you, once again, this dude, Dylann Roof, 22 years old, told the FBI agent he wanted to bring back segregation or perhaps start a race war with the slaves. That's his motivation. Now, when you kill people in Bible study, as I've said over and over again, you waited until the Bible study was over and killed them because you wanted to bring back segregation and start a race war with the slaves. I'm trying to get where is the whole redemption part for this guy? We're gonna follow this one and see if they feel like, oh, he should live. Cause let's say them saying he should live means that they believe that there should have been a race war and maybe he shouldn't have been arrested. Just my thoughts on it. Also, because I'm not done with Groundhog Day. Y'all know about Philandro Castile and how he was unarmed and he was shot. Well, the attorneys for the Minnesota police officer who shot Mr. Castile called on the judge to dismiss the manslaughter and other charges against their client, arguing Castile was stoned and his actions contributed to his death. As you know, he was stoned sitting in his car trying to pull out the driver's license that the police officer asked him to pull out. We don't have to argue the merits of being stoned And not driving, by the way, is not a death sentence. I think most sane people can agree to that. Now, sane people won't agree. They're like, hey, his actions. You know, like these lawyers sitting up there, these punk ass lawyers. Well, his actions, look, he was high. Yeah, he wasn't too high to try to pull out his driver's license. But Groundhog Day says they want the charges dropped. And I'm guessing you can figure what's going to happen, right? He's going to get the charges dropped and he's going to be free, because that's kind of what happens in America. In the meanwhile, just because we strive to be fair and controversial here, Hagan Brown, a guy you probably don't know, Hagan Brown fired from the police force. He shot a black kid. He's a police officer, but he was a black man, a Milwaukee police officer, been charged with first-degree reckless homicide in an August shooting. He killed Sylvale Smith. Now, it was sparked 2 days of riots in Milwaukee, and Hagan Brown was fired from the police force due to an unrelated investigation accusing him of sexual assault. Now, let's compare the two. He shot and killed someone running away from the police. Shot and killed him. Black dude. He is fired for an unrelated sexual assault case. Now, not going to compare it to the officers in Oakland who ran a prostitution ring running trains on little girls and getting to keep their jobs, just being suspended, right? Running trains on little girls, 13, 14-year-olds, prostitutes, keeping their jobs. This dude he's fired for that, you know, as he should have been. But he's on trial for killing another black man. Now, it's not getting a lot of press at the same time. Hey, it's a black man going to go to jail for killing a black man. He's a police officer. So the thing will, the story will read, well, hey, we hold our police officers to the line, right? That's how it's gonna come across. Hey, police officer killed someone, and we fired him and arrested him for it. But is it the same thing? No, it is not. I mean, we know it's not the same thing, because it's like there's that double standard. White cop kills a guy on camera, pulling out his driver's license. Black cop kills a guy. I mean, and it's equal. I mean, he killed a dude running away. He should go to jail. He should have been fired. But for some strange reason, the white guys are not fired. I mean, we know it as Groundhog Day. But it needs pointing out. Just because Dominique Hagan Brown, fired, going to spend a lot of time for something that he did wrong. But for some strange reason, he's going to be the only one. Now, I would be remiss if I did not also talk about water. But, you know, that whole water thing, I mean, you know, Flint, Michigan is on the back burner because seems to be another city where the water is unsafe. And this is for the fourth time years. Corpus Christi, Texas, known as the sparkling city by the sea, announced Wednesday night that a backflow incident in its industrial district had possibly contaminated drinking water with an unknown chemical substance. So, the city is telling the 320 residents to not use the tap water at all, to avoid using it to prepare food, shower, wash dishes, or clothes until advised otherwise. The city called on the residents to use bottled water instead, which has caused most of the stores to sell out of the water. No school, because, hey, there's no clean water. There's no food. I mean, no toilet, none of that. And now this is four times in 2 years. So apparently America has a water problem. And I mean, now you think in places where it's cold as shit, you can't take a hot shower. You can't, no water at all. It's an unknown chemical substance, possibly contaminated. It's like, why say possibly contaminated when you know it is? It's semantics, the game. Right? I mean, hey, the water crisis is like, it's like moving. It's not really moving because we know that water is dirty in a whole lot of places. Right? But Corpus Christi is the latest in, I suspect, a long line of cities where poor people dwell who don't really have a voice. And I'm going to have to take them. Well, I'm guessing there won't be any water bottle showers. I mean, what do you do? How do you clean yourself? You know, I'm expecting to play. I'm really expecting the plague to come back. I'm serious. You can't wash your ass. That's the plague. That's what happened in Europe. They banned the bathhouses. People stopped bathing. Boom. Shit got real. Funky, funky, funky. And not the good funk. That bad stuff. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. And I'm out. I'm going to take a shower. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got Smooth Drummer. Smooth.